Granny said, I believe that was our ring.
Well, it might not have been, but it sure sounded like it to me. Won't you answer it?
Hello, jot him down, store.
Yeah.
This is Lyman Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Are you sure you got the signals right now, Abner?
I think so. I don't know. Let's see now. Somebody comes towards your store and looks like they're coming in. I start singing the prisoner song.
Huh? That's right. And any time I want to know if there's anybody in the store besides you, I'll rap three times on the bottom of the floor.
Well, I don't think anybody's in here. They'll hear you.
Well, they'll think it's mice or something.
I don't believe mice go around knocking three times on the floor.
Well, I've got to have some kind of a signal, Abner. I don't dare holler up and ask if there's anybody here. Folks would know there wasn't no mouse.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Can you hear me knock three times on the bottom of the floor? You start singing the prisoner song. That is, if there's somebody in here.
Yeah.
But if there ain't nobody in here, then you sing Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Then I'll know the coast is clear.
Well, what do you care whether the coast is clear or not?
So I'll know where to come out of the hole or not.
Well, Lon, just because the coast is clear ain't no sign it won't be raining in Pine Ridge. You won't get wet anyway. You'll still be inside the store.
I ain't talking about the weather. The coast is clear is just a saying. Means it's safe to come out. Now, let's try them signals so you'll be sure and recollect them before I get back down there in that dad-blame hole in the ground. All right, now. Somebody's coming toward the store.
Where? I don't see nobody.
We're just pretending, Abner. Start singing.
Oh. Oh, if I had the wings of an angel.
That's enough. Hold it, Granny. That'd drive anybody away from the store. All right, now, make off like I'm down there, and I want to know if there's somebody up here. Well, I knocked three times, Abner.
You're supposed to knock on the bottom of the floor.
Well, I ain't down there, though. I'm up here for now.
Well, then you can just look and see if there's anybody coming up, Lon.
Abner, we're pretending I'm down there.
Well, then I'll pretend I'm singing. I can't stand my own voice. You get to trembling and a wavering when I'm all nervous like this.
For goodness sakes, Abner, try and help me a little bit, will you? You want me to get killed by a gang of jewelry thieves? I've got to hide out till I study up some way of getting that trunk full of jewels out of town without them knowing it.
Well, it seems like they want it so dad blame much, Lum. They just come right in here and take it.
Them kind of fellas don't work that way, though. They're too smart to come out in the open and commit no crime.
Well, Lum, I'm getting sick and tired of that fella calling up here and threatening you and painting red X's on your gate and sneaking around in a long overcoat and a slouch hat. So, because I believe I'll just call the police. I'm so dad blame
now,
work.
Now, stay away from that phone, Abner. That's the best way there is of getting me killed outright.
Well, Lum, when is this thing going to end? I'm about to have a nervous crackdown.
I don't know, but sooner or later, somebody's got to make a move. And I'm going to let them make the first one. Wait a minute. That's it. That's our ring. Get the phone, will you, Abner?
No, you better get it, Lum. It's more like that fella wanting to tell you to beware, watch your step or something.
Well, I ain't supposed to be here, though. That's the whole idea of me hiding down there in that dugout basement under the floor. Granny, Abner, can't you ever catch on to anything? You don't know where I am. Understand?
Lum, I'm the only one that does know where you are. Everybody in town's been asking for you for 2 days. I don't know what to tell them no more. I've run out of excuses. Don't
get the phone, Abner. It might be they're going to make the first move today.
All right, that's blame. Hello, John down store. Abner Peabody doing the talking. He ain't here. I don't know. He ain't here. Huh? Who is this? Hung up on me.
Who was it? Was it that feller?
Yeah, same feller. Sounded like Edward G. Robertson.
Well, what did he say? You sure it's the same fella?
Well, it was a little touch of James Cagney in his voice, too. Sometimes them fellas get their imitations mixed up.
Abner, what did the feller say?
It ain't pleasant.
For pity's sakes, what was it?
I can't say it just exactly like he did, but he said, "Tell your pal Edwards, we know there's jewelry in that trunk."
Well, how do you suppose they know that for sure?
Well, he said more, Lom. He said if you're figuring on disposing of that trunk, you better take out plenty of life insurance.
Dad, blamin', they're starting to close in on me. I got to get back down in that hole.
Well, supposing they come rushing in here after you, Lom.
Well, you just start singing like
that. Yeah, but supposing they found out you're down underneath the floor there.
Well, I can wiggle out and get out the back way. But I don't believe nobody's spec where I'm at, though. And don't forget, don't let nobody know where I'm hiding, Grandpap or nobody else.
Well, now, Lama, if I had the wings of an
angel... Well, you don't have to do it now, Abner. That's only in case...
Anything. Over these prison walls I would fly.
Not yet, Abner, not
oh,
yet.
Oh, if I had a Grandpap coming across the road there. Oh, if I had the wings
let me get this trap door
of an angel...
That's enough, Abner. Wait a minute. I want to get some groceries before I go down there.
You better take some water down there to drink, too, Lama.
I got a case of Pepsi-Cola down there. I've been drinking that.
That's where all that's been going to,
yeah,
huh?
I wasn't going to tell you what I've been
doing.
Blame,
I looked all over the store for a bottle of Pepsi-Cola this morning and thought we was out of it.
Grannies, I just love that stuff.
Just been living on it, my, now, that and sardines.
You're worse than a pack rat, huh? Dolby,
well, help me get some of this stuff together.
All right. Over these prison walls I would fly
straight
back to the arm of my darling, where there I'd be wailing tonight.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Oh, howdy, Grandpap. Do you hear me singing?
No, I never, but I heard some awful pigeon-toed blubbering and hooping and hollering going on in here. What's the matter? You got a toothache, or have you just blowed your top?
Me? Oh, I'm just humming to myself a little.
Humming?
Yeah.
He's cutting up like a screech owl there.
Huh?
Look here, what kind of spavin' leg goings-on been going on around here for the last 2 or 3 days? You ain't give a straight answer to one question I've asked you. Ain't been able to give me a good game of checkers. I believe I could beat you with both hands tied behind my back and blindfolded. You having trouble with your woman? Is that it? Of
course not.
Where's Lum at?
Lum?
Yeah, Lum. That tall fella with a mustache, your business partner.
Oh, he's around somewhere, I reckon.
Come off of it now, Abner. What kind of
oh,
trouble...
Oh, if
you...
I had the wings on...
Abner, have you been getting into the cat...
Over these prison walls, I would fly.
A pity,
yeah, gentlemen, what in the world's the matter, Abner? You sick or something?
Howdy, Squire. I think poor Abner's flipped his lid.
Howdy, Squire. What can I do for you?
Oh, nothing special, Abner. Just thought I'd drop in past the time of day. Is Lum around?
Won't do no good to ask him that, Squire. Abner ain't talking sense the last few days.
Grandpap, I don't know exactly where he is. Sassy. He might have gone out of town for all I know.
Sassy friend.
Abner, maybe I shouldn't mention this, but what's that big red X marked on the front of the store there? What does that mean?
Red X?
Oh, for the law me sakes, is the one I'm out there too?
Abner, don't tell me you've noticed other marks like that around. And in the store here, let's look around a little bit here.
What are you driving at, Squire?
Great bowls of fire. This looks bad. Look here, Abner. Right on Lum's desk. A white paper with a big red X slashed right across it.
What in the world
oh,
is it?
Oh, for the law of me sakes, they're going to get him.
What are you fellas talking
oh,
about?
Oh, Grandpap, this is terrible. Poor Lum.
I know something's the matter. What is it?
All right, now, take it easy, man. This looks bad, but we may be able to do something about it. I do hope that Lum's got plenty of life insurance, though.
Life insurance?
Yes, it was a similar thing happened to a friend of mine back in old 1948, I believe it was. He ran afoul of the Red X gang, too. Died a horrible death. Took him 7 years to do it, though.
Well.
48 and 54. About 5 years, I believe it was. Seems like he got hold of a suitcase full of valuable jewelry that the Red X gang was after.
Did they kill him, Squire?
Well, by degrees, yes. Oh, the Red X gang is a merciless bunch of cutthroats, Abner. Followed this poor man through every state in the Union and a couple of territories.
Don't tell any more, Squire. That just scares me to death.
Well, it's the truth, Grandpap. I'll tell you that.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. If I had the wings of an angel over these prison walls,
where have you been, Lum?
Lum, I thought you left town.
Well, I did, but I had to come back. I forgot something.
Well, say, your clothes got dirt all over there, Lum. Looks like you've been crawling around the mud.
Well, I was in a hurry, and I slipped and fell. Squire, have you got any kind of insurance that covers slow death?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Lum. I just happen to have a policy with me I've been working on for some time. Might be just the thing you need.
Good.